Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to That 590 Show. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday evening. Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the president of the St. Louis Royals Rugby Football Club. They are playing for their first ever Division III national title in Glendale, Colorado this Sunday. Ryan Dunn is their team president. You can follow him on Twitter at St. Louis Royals. Ryan, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
Good. First time this team is going to be playing for the national title, and they've been around since 1971. Are the fellas nervous, or do you have them all focused and ready to go on Sunday?
No, they're ready to go. Actually, we competed for the national title in 2010. We fell short. We were runner-up in 2010, so this is our second shot at it. But, yeah, the boys are real excited and pumped up for the opportunity to play on Sunday.
And they're taking on the Bremer County Bucks. What can you tell us about your opponent?
Well, just some of the game film we've seen on them and talking to other people. They're a big team from Iowa, hard runners, great tacklers. It's going to take a good defensive effort from our boys and be sure to stick to our game plan to get the job done.
Now, you are the team president, but do you also play?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And rugby is one of those sports that everybody's heard of it before, but maybe they're unfamiliar with the rules, unfamiliar with the positions. What is your position on the team?
So my position is called the prop. If you ever hear someone reference to like a scrum,
yes.
Some of the football announcers use that as well. But when you see all the guys line up against each other and kind of bang into each other, eight on each side, that's called the scrum. So the prop, you have two of them on each team. Those are right in the front row, so they're taking the brunt of the force with all the weight from the other team. So,
and this is something you have volunteered to do?
Yeah.
Did you play regular football too or just rugby?
I played a few years of football growing up, but I've been playing rugby since high school, so probably about a little over 10 years now.
So. The people I know that play rugby, they are extremely passionate about it.
Absolutely. It's just a great group of guys, not only in our team, but the whole community. And we travel to these tournaments or even travel to just social tournaments, and the whole community has a great time. You know, you battle on the field and you step off the field and share a beverage with the guys you were just playing against. You know, whether you had a dispute on the field or not, everybody's friends and they share the same passion and love for the sport all around the country and actually all around the world. You'd see that.
It really is a big sport, like in England, Ireland, and then also in New Zealand and Australia. And it's really big in the Northeast, and it seems to be spreading into the Midwest as well. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it's just the growth of the game, the exposure. You know, it's been big overseas for a long time. It's just coming around in the United States. I think the Olympics definitely are helping out with that. You know, different version of rugby than we're playing the sevens. You know, some people might have seen it on the television. It's a bit more favorable for the television market here. But, you know, I think just to help with that, just growing the game and getting the word out, you know, a bunch of youth programs started. My team specifically started a youth program 2 years ago or so out in St. Charles, Missouri. So we're just getting the kids just running around, getting the ball in their hand and teaching them the game to try and get them to fall in love with it.
Ryan Dunn of the St. Louis Royals, he is the team president of the rugby football team. They're taking on the Bremer County Bucks in the Division III National Championship. The game can be seen locally at 10 o'clock on the Rugby Channel this Sunday. What is your favorite thing about rugby? Is it the athleticism? Is it the violence? Is it the combination of the two?
I think it would be everything. You know, the way our team started and I got involved, I played with some guys in high school and we were other sport athletes because it's not as popular in the United States as we just talked about. We wanted to compete after college and be able to compete for this national title. We had that, you know, competitive drive in us because we had played other sports. So just being around the same group of guys, our core has been together for 5, 6, 7 years. And then we added a few new pieces of overseas young talent this year that's kind of taken us over the edge. So I think it's just everything in general.
What's the most brutal injury you've seen on the field?
Probably be broken bones, a leg or arm kind of snapped, but it's not as rough as it looks. People try and compare it to football, but you can't use your head you know, in the tackle, because you got to use your arms to wrap up so your head's out of the way. Where football, you just kind of cut guys' legs out or throw a shoulder into them, where that would be a penalty in rugby. So it's actually form tackling. You know, you've kind of seen some of the NFLs take to rugby coaches and bringing them in to teach their guys fundamental tackling. It's all based off of rugby because that's what you have to do.
I have a friend who plays rugby. He tells me that it's not just the tackling form that reduces the injuries in rugby. It's also the style of the game and the way that the positioning is in the game is unlike in football, when you'll have a free safety who's able to take a 30-yard running start when he hits a guy and then he uses his head. You don't necessarily have guys who can take that much of a run-up in rugby. Is it true that maybe the positioning of the game also takes away some of those big collisions where guys are able to get such huge heads of steams from 20, 25 yards out, and then they hit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, throughout the game, everybody's on both sides of the team. They're within several, you know, feet or yards from where the ball is. You know, depth-wise, you might have one guy that's kind of looming in the back of a free safety, but if somebody makes a line break, you know, he's the last line of defense, and he's got to make a great form tackle. So you don't have those big 30-yard run-ups, like you said, where guys are just throwing their bodies out of the line. It's, you know, there are big collisions because you have big bodies running into each other, but generally it's not going to be a 30-yard head start.
And I'm wondering here, because one of the biggest issues with concussions in football, people talk about how it's not necessarily the big hits that get you, it's the linemen who are down in the trenches
who are just knocking
heads over and over again. So do I ask, is it really rare, even in a scrum, to get your head kind of knocked to the point where you get a little bit jarred?
Not so much in the scrum. Okay. If you're going to see a concussion injury, it might be from open play with a tackle if you get your head in on the wrong side, or different aspects of the game that require some more physicalness with, you know, cleaning out what they called rucks to secure the ball and keep the ball for your team. There's some collisions in there that might get a head knock, but as far as scrums, the International Rugby Board has kind of cut down on that.
Okay.
So even since I started playing, when the scrums would come together, when I first started, you were probably 3 feet apart and you really banged into each other. And to reduce that, we almost start ear to ear now, so you don't have that head start or that charge to try and put the force on the other teams. They've kind of, as well as football, taken a little bit of the physical aspect out of it to reduce those head injuries. So as long as the scrum stays up and everybody does their job, then there's not really any head injuries.
Ryan Dunn from the St. Louis Royals Rugby Football Club joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at St. Louis Royals. Ryan, what is the biggest contribution that the Rugby Consulting USA has made to your team?
It's been tremendous. I mean, we brought Rugby Consulting USA in just to help, you know, steer our team into a rugby dynamic. Like I said, we were a bunch of athletes, didn't really have a rugby background. These are two guys that came in, grew up playing rugby in Ireland, were attending Lindenwood University. We brought them in just to help run our practices. They fell in love, saw our passion for the game, saw our skill level. Not only helped us there, so they decided to join the team as well and are playing with us now. So it's just, it's taken our game to the next level, and it's gotten us where we are this year for sure.
Would you think that you would be where you're at right now without them?
Absolutely not. Like I said, the two guys that run it, Ty Gleeder, he's our number 10 position on the field. It's kind of like a quarterback in football. He's our field general, our captain, gets everybody in the right places. You know, he's been playing rugby since he could walk over in Ireland. So he just sees the field so much better, knows where everybody needs to be, and just what to expect. He's always two steps ahead than anybody who hasn't been playing rugby as long as him.
I'm reading on usarugby.org that they're saying that fans of a physical brand of rugby will want to tune into the rugby channel to watch this match. When you hear something like that, that's kind of got to, you know, get the adrenaline pumping, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been seeing those articles come out, you know, this week. It's got the guys even more excited. We had our last training session last night. Good run through with the guys, worked out the kinks, just went over the game plan, and just all the publicity in the press, not only for our club, but rugby in general. We're just excited for the opportunity to showcase St. Louis rugby and see what we got.
Well, Ryan, best of luck as you take on the Bremer County Bucks this Sunday at 10 a.m. on the rugby channel, the St. Louis Royals. Hey, you know what? With the Rams gone, we need another football-type team here in St. Louis to hoist up a trophy, so we're counting on you guys.
Absolutely. I appreciate the support. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome, Ryan. We'll have you on after you guys win, right?
All right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Ryan Dunn, the team president of the St. Louis Royals Rugby Football Club. Yes, sir.
I have a friend who's a big rugby player, and actually not as much of a rugby player anymore. He's a big hurling player. I don't know if anybody here knows what the hell hurling is. It's a crazy Irish.
Hurling?
Hurling, yes.
When I hear hurling, I think of vomiting.
No, it is a crazy Irish sport.
I was going to say, is it
where
Irish?
They yeah. use paddles, essentially.
It's kind of like baseball, right?
Kind of, but you're always it's kind of like a combination. I would call it an odd combination of rugby, baseball, and lacrosse.
Okay.
And that you're running up and down the field, and at different times you're catching the ball and then throwing it up in the air and hitting it with a paddle. And it's confusing as all get out, but nonetheless, it's another you know Irish Welshman Scotsman kind of sport. And he used to be a huge football fan. He hates the NFL now. Not only does he hate the NFL, he hates the sport of football now. Just despises it. Refuses to watch it
because it's not as much action or
no.
What?
And he just because he talks about the concussion protocol, the concussion part of it all. He hates football because of that. He thinks it's destructive, and that people need to stop playing it. And he's a big proponent of rugby and hurling because they have hitting. But again, like I was talking about with him, their hitting is so much different because of the positioning on the field. You never have guys who are able just to like take running starts. And just destroy somebody. That never happens in rugby because the field's so much more open, and the way the positioning is, there's a lot of guys grouped together. So it's a lot of one-on-one kind of stuff when you talk about in space. And so there aren't big, you know, the positioning is there's not some guy sitting out there who's just going to take a wide angle, 30-yard run up to take somebody's head off.
I have a few friends that play rugby, and they are extremely passionate about the sport. Now, they're not one of those snobs where if you're not playing rugby, you don't even bother talking to me, and they hate all other sports. They just love rugby that much.
Would hurling be more, compare it more to cricket as opposed to baseball?
No, because cricket and baseball are both the same. You got like a pitcher, and you got a batter and outfielders who are catching the ball. But no, but hurling's constantly moving.
Something with hoops, right? You hit it through hoops maybe, or...
I think that there's a goalpost you have to hit something it through. Like I don't think there's a hoopie. I think it's just a goalpost.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's an interesting sport.
Let's take a commercial break and we'll YouTube it. And then on the other side of the break, we'll report on what hurling actually is, not vomiting.
I just told you what it is.
The sport hurling.
Just told you.
Final segment of the night. Final segment of the week coming up next on That 590 Show. Any phone calls out there, you're more than welcome at 855-282-8255. Back after this, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.